tonight on ITV1. Coming up next, Emmerdale, where Kane and Charity discover new ways of getting their kicks. Corrie's at 7.30, and will Audrey fall out with Rita over romance? A Touch of Frost is at 9, with the second of a two-part murder mystery starring David Jason. Then there's the ITV main news at 10.30, and that's tonight on ITV1.
Welcome to the Hyatt Hotel, Canberra. Our lines are currently busy, so please hold. The history of the Hyatt Hotel Canberra is very much a part of the development of the nation's capital itself. Opened originally in 1924, the hotel was built to provide a high standard of service and accommodation to parliamentarians and distinguished visitors.
At eBay, we buy and sell almost anything. Don't throw it out. Sell it this week on ebay.co.uk. It's easy to do, and you can include all the family. At eBay, we make buying and selling on the net fun and profitable for you. ebay.co.uk. It was an hour before midnight on a starry, moonless night. While the band played on beneath the decks in the first-class lounge, and while the night watch paced the bridge high above, the greatest maritime tragedy in the history of sailing stealthily, silently awaited them in the ice-strewn midnight waters of the North Atlantic. Welcome to the Daily Showbiz Minute. I'm Emma Harris. Ex-Coronation Street star Denise Welsh has shocked fans by admitting she's battling a serious cocaine addiction, which saw her snorting in between takes on the hit soap. Denise Welsh, who played Coronation Street's pub landlady Natalie Barnes, said her cocaine habit got so bad she often left the set to score from her dealer and drove under the influence. The Paris Hilton and Doug Reinhardt saga has finally got interesting. Paris Hilton and Doug Reinhardt, who split for the second time earlier this month, both appear to be on a quest to make each other jealous by stepping out with doppelgangers of each other. And that's the Showbiz Minute. I'm Emma Harris. The Tale of Mr. Jeremy Fisher by Beatrix Potter. Mr. Jeremy put on a Macintosh and a pair of shiny galoshes. He took his rod and basket and set off with enormous hops to the place where he kept his boat. The boat was round and green and very like the other lily leaves. It was tied to a water plant in the middle of the pond. Mr. Jeremy took a reed pole and pushed the boat out into open water. "I know a good place for minnows," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. Steve Wright in the afternoon on Radio 2. This is the ITV News with Mary Nightingale. Capital FM, London. Rod Lucas on your favourite FM.